This is the second date update on the 10th
with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by NBC. Summer's number one hit returns. A new season of America's Got Talent with Heidi, Howie, Mel B, Simon, and host Tyra Banks, followed by the premiere of World of Dance. When? Tonight on NBC. What's up, Jack, man? How can we help you, sir?
All right, man. I just need you guys to check up on something for me about this girl, because I met her. She's cute. We're all good. We wanted to go out, and we decided to go, like, biking. And whatever, man. We got on the bikes, and we started, like, going down the way. We went on the bikes. We were having a great time, you know. Then we went to the movies. We had a great time in the movie, you know. And then after we finished the movie, man, I just kind of, like, you know, I'm a gentleman. I didn't want to force myself or anything and try to, like, get a kiss or anything. So I was like, hey, you know, let's do something else. But she was like, all right, let's go. And she went in an Uber, and I sent her off in an Uber, and she was good. You know, and that was pretty much it.
You sound like a nervous talker.
Right. Maybe so it was fat. Nervous on the date. That could have definitely been it.
I could hear.
Would you like this on the date?
Yeah. Like, I could hear asking you a question and you explaining everything ever in life.
I could see her going, and, hey, how was your day? Well, it was fine. You know, first thing I did is I went to the store, and then all of a sudden I hit.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be great when I almost ran out of toothpaste in the morning. But luckily I went to Walgreens, and the line wasn't that big. And, you know, I got. Relax.
I mean.
Stop talking. We're going to call her next and try and get you a second date.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Megan, please?
Speaking? Who's this?
Megan, it's actually the Get Up crew. There's four of us. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station in Boston.
Did I win something?
Always the first question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why else would we be calling?
Right?
We actually have an opportunity for you to go on an amazing date. All right? The date of your choice with a person who actually contacted us about you. It's somebody who's been trying to reach out to you, and for some reason they haven't been able to get in contact with you, but they like you a lot. And they called us to reach out to you on their behalf.
Okay.
All right. His name is Jack. You guys actually went on a date already. And according to what he told us, he said you guys were having a good time, but he's a little confused as to why.
Are you kidding me right now? Jack?
Yeah, Jack. The guy you went biking with. And then
that guy. He's a nightmare. That guy is an abuser, okay?
Wow.
What?
You know, he took me bike ride. Yes.
Hold on.
He took me bike riding. It was fun at first. I, you know, loved the idea of doing something kind of like physical, and we were going to go see the Avengers later. Well, I fell off my bike, and I had to yell. I had to scream myself hoarse for him to even stop bike riding and come and help me.
What?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but...
Yeah, and then he pulls up and, like, is watching me writhe in pain on the ground, and he's like, come on, we're going to miss the movie. We got to go. And I'm like, are you... kidding me right
what?
Now?
What?
Like, well, Avengers was a good movie.
I'm like, I mentioned to him several times through the movie, my arm was killing me, and he just said, it's almost over, the movie's almost over, just hang in there. And I, like, my arm was pooling with blood, and
by the end of the date,
he's like, you want to go back to your place? I'm like, no, I got to go to the hospital. So he's like, cool, do you mind if I just send you in an Uber?
Stop it.
He sent me an Uber to the hospital. And, like, sure enough, my elbow is shattered in two places.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Damn, that's
terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't shattered.
Hold on.
Denying it.
I forgot Jack was on the phone.
Oh
Megan, Jack is on the phone. Jack, he heard what you said. Jack, what the hell's wrong with you?
It wasn't shattered, Jack. I don't understand. She was fine. If she was really shattered with her elbow, she wouldn't have been able to pick up the soda and drink from it. I saw her drink from the soda, and she I told her she needed to put ice on. I even grabbed some ice from my soda cup, right, and helped put it.
Oh, how generous of you!
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't like, it's not like she was dying or anything. And honestly, like, the movie was a good movie. I'm sure she was very intense on the movie. You know what I mean? I couldn't lose. Like, I had a convenience fee that we had to pay for to get those tickets, and then we just couldn't lose. that time slot, you know, for the movie.
I have f***ing cast on my arm. Yeah, you know what? It was shattered. Like, doctors aren't wrong.
Well, let's not just go bike riding anymore then. Let's just do something else.
There you go.
I mean, that solves the problem.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. We'll set up another date. You pick what it is, Megan. It won't be bike riding, and it won't be going to see, you know, one of the biggest movies of all time.
That's true.
Hell no. Absolutely not. This guy is an insensitive ass. You kept telling me the movie was almost over. You forgot to mention it was 3 hours.
It wasn't 3 hours. You have to wait for the credits. Everybody waits for the credits.